the returning Ed Cavalli. Hey. Good to have you back,
Ed. Man, it's good to be back.
There's been all sorts of awkward gaps where my brain wasn't working quick enough, where you should really have come in.
Sorry.
Been in Europe somewhere. Is there radio in Europe?
It's funny because the meter of the speech and the stuff, words are different.
Yes.
But you know exactly what's going on.
Right.
And I was in Czech Republic, and they're like, yeah, plus you must delay 609 Rock FM, hour of sizzle.
And what constitutes sizzle?
Johnny Perfecto. He's a rapper from the Czech Republic.
Oh, yeah. Right?
And he's thinking, like, most of the day, must say, these bands, most of the day, my big rings.
The number of stories that Ed told me off air, and I'm going, oh, that's great for the show. He's going, no, that guy's married. No, his girlfriend might be listening. No, one of my girlfriends is listening.
I don't have any girlfriends.
So many processes you have to go through to get one of Ed Cavalli's stories onto the program.
We were sitting there, it was 6 o'clock in the morning, and we were staying in this really nice little apartment thing, which I booked. I thought it was in the city. It was 10Ks out. Yeah. That's my fault.
It was accessible only by canoe.
Yeah, and rickshaw. And I'm sitting there in an In Hus We Trust t-shirt that I wore a few days before. Right. It's full of stains in my underwear. We'd got...
Right. We hadn't and gone, I'm wondering why you didn't get any action.
We hadn't been asleep for 2 days, right? So we're sitting there, and it's me and another guy, and he's got just his boxers on, the worst boxers ever, which have a massive hole in the back, which he calls his love pocket.
Okay, right? Yeah, and it's all making sense now.
A singlet, a tea towel on his lap, a tin, and he's eating soup straight out of the pot. As he puts it, bowls are a middleman he no longer has to kowtow to, right? Right? So we're sitting there, and we may or may not have been watching the Turkish soft porn channel, right? Now, if you've ever seen Turkish soft porn, Richard's pulling a face, and you're absolutely right.
Yeah, right.
Because it'll just be like, you know, somebody presents, you know, washroom adventures, and you're like, all right,
then. Gee.
And then it's just like a 50-year-old kind of man and or a 50-year-old woman just sort of soaping themselves and looking straight down the barrel of the camera.
Right.
And we must have been watching that for about an hour, right? Anyway, the door opens and I yell, what time do you call this? Like that, thinking I was very funny. And my friend walks in and he's met a girl and we're like, oh, okay. And she's like this very prim and proper kind of German girl. I said, hey, I'm Ed. How you going? And she's like, hello, my name is like Rosalie or something. And I said, oh, okay, nice to meet you. And then Nick's looking at me as if to say, please change the channel.
Yeah.
And I don't know what he's talking about. So I'm just sort of nodding and smiling. And she looks over and she sees the Turkish soft porn channel. And I said, we don't normally watch that. This is the channel we normally watch. I flick it over. Just two guys having sex. Yeah, all class.
Literally turkey slapping.
Yeah.